You may notice something a little different, that the children are not leaving, and that is on purpose. Today, we're going to tell a story together, and as part of the telling of this story, we're going to wonder together, which means that as we are wondering, I want everyone to be wondering. And so when I ask a wondering question, please raise your hand if you'd like to wonder along. Now, to tell this story, I am going to need 4 volunteers. And often before I volunteer, I like to know what I'm getting into. And so, the job will be this. You will be standing here and you will be holding something for probably about 15 minutes. And I need 4 people to do that. So if you are able to do that today, I have 1, I have 2, I have 3, and I have 4. Come on up. Well, look at this. It's a box. And it's a gold box. Now, I wonder if there could be a parable inside this box, because parables are very valuable, and gold is very valuable, so there just might be a parable in this box. This box also looks like it could be a present, and parables are like presents. They are gifts that have been handed down generation to generation to generation. And it also looks somewhat old, and parables are old. In fact, parables are so old that even your grandparents were given parables. Well, I'll see if I can look inside, and maybe there'll be something else that will help us get ready for this story. Nope. I think we have all we need to be ready. Once, there was someone who did such wonderful things and said such amazing things that people began to follow him. And as they were following him, they heard him talk about a kingdom, but it wasn't like the kingdom they lived in. It wasn't like the kingdoms that they had visited. It wasn't like any kingdom they'd ever heard about. But they just couldn't help themselves. They asked him, "What is this kingdom of heaven like?" And so one day when they asked him, "What is this kingdom of heaven like?" he said this: "The kingdom of heaven is like a sower, someone who scatters seeds. And the sower went out to sow and to scatter seeds. And they sowed these seeds upon a path. And when they sowed these seeds upon a path, the birds of the air came and ate the seeds up. Yep, goodbye. The sower also sowed some seeds on the rocky soil. And the seeds tried to push their little roots in to the stones, but they couldn't get their roots down. And so they sprang up. And the shoots of these seeds grew up and up and up. But then the sun came out. The sun came out. And because those seeds had no roots, they withered and they died. The sower also sowed some seeds among the thorns. And the seeds could get their roots down partway in, and so they grew up. But because they couldn't grow up very far, the thorns came and choked them. And they died. The sower also sowed some seeds into the good soil. And into this good earth, the seeds could plant and go very deep with their roots. And so they grew up and up and up. And when they were grown up, they were so full that they came and harvested them. And there was so much that they harvested 30 bushels and 60 bushels and 100 bushels. Now, I wonder if this sower has a name. Theodore. It means gift from God. I wonder, does the sower have a name? I wonder who the sower could really be. I wonder, yes.
Random chance.
Random chance could be this sower. Yeah.
Faith.
Me. You.
Sophia
Wisdom.
All of us.
Hope. So now I wonder, do you think that this person who was scattering the seeds, do you think that they were happy when they saw the birds coming? Not really. Aha! That's exactly where I was headed next. I wonder, Suzanne, if the birds were happy when they saw the sower coming. Yeah.
But I think the birds looked lovely. I love to watch birds fly.
You love to watch birds fly. And be fed. And birds do love seed. I wonder what the sower was doing when the seeds could not get their roots into the stones. Hoping for the best. Learning from that experience. Giving everything he could to give them a chance. Trusting there was good soil somewhere.
Accepting that that's how things are.
Accepting that's how things are.
Think of Dane, I'm going to have to stop being lazy and move some of these rocks.
I'm going to have to move some of these rocks. Providing equal opportunity. I wonder what the sower was doing when the seeds were growing among the thorns.
Not weeding.
Yeah.
Wishing for gloves.
Those thorns are sharp. wishing for clippers.
Thinking
that maybe the seeds and the shoots will be strong enough.
Maybe the sower thinks
we can change the soil.
Protector.
Protection.
Cursing the ground, thinking that God casting us out of Eden.
Cursing the ground, thinking that God cast us out of Eden.
Wondering
what he could do to make it better.
Hoping
the sprouts could overtake the thorns. So now I wonder what the sower was doing when the seeds were pushing their roots down into the good earth. Yes.
Dancing
in a circle.
Watering.
Watering. Weeding. All the way in the back. Jack.
Rejoicing.
Praying.
Think
about how big his farm could be if he hadn't wasted all the extra other seeds. So, I wonder what the harvest could really be.
Lessons learned.
More sowers. What was that?
Perseverance.
Harvesting perseverance.
Hope.
Love.
Nourishment.
More seeds.
Self-efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance.
Pledging units. We don't often hear that one downstairs. Now, I wonder what the sower used for seed.
Parables.
All of us.
Jack.
God.
Oh, love.
I wonder what the sower sold.
I wonder what the sower kept for food.
Grain for bread?
Maybe he gave away what he didn't need.
Right, so, right, in this, it seems like he used everything and so maybe kept nothing.
I wonder first if the sower was surprised by the harvest.
Probably not, because he had done this before and had all these experiences to draw on. Except the experience here was failure.
I wonder if it seemed like zucchini plants where no matter what you think, they still produce more.
Right. I wonder if they're like zucchini plants that no matter what you think, they still produce more. Yeah. And this is my last wondering. I wonder what part surprised the sower the most.
Surprised.
What surprised the sower the most?
The abundance of it all.
That there was any abundance at all.
That the kingdom of heaven wasn't the harvesting, but the whole process.
that he once again went into it thinking it would be different this time.
Huh. That he once again went into it thinking it would be different this time. How important it is to prepare.
Grace.
How important it is to pay attention. That the simplest environment was the most productive. This is the parable of the sower. Here is the path with the birds of the air. Here is the sun and the stony soil. Here is the thorny soil and the shoots. Here's the good soil with the grain. Here is the 30, 60, and 100-fold harvest. And this is the sower. And this is the parable of the sower.